Hi, cabin friends. Well, first of all, happy Hanukkah. I've got a couple of things that I've been meditating on that I wanted to share with you and just some yummy scriptures really to add to the feasting. So firstly, yeah, it's the Feast of Dedication or Hanukkah, which actually began on Sunday evening at sunset. And it's a feast that I really love celebrating. I mean, there's 8 days of presents, you get to light candles, and although the presents might have just been simple gifts for us, you know, this year, there's just been so much joy. There's just been the joy in friendships, of just getting together, and of sweet treats, of potato latkes, which is like these fried potato cakes that Jordan's introduced me to, and of course, remembering the miracle of oil that multiplied in the temple menorah for 8 whole nights back in, like, I think it was 164 BC. So this occurred during the dedication of the temple in Jerusalem after the Maccabees had fought, basically reclaimed, and then they'd cleansed the temple from this abomination of desolation where King Antiochus had sacrificed a pig at the holy altar of burning, where they would, you know, burn offerings up to Yahweh. King Antiochus, amongst other dreadful things he did, like, they actually sacrificed a pig, and Daniel actually, you know, prophesied and mentioned that. And apparently that's like a foreshadow as well of the desolation that will happen in the time of tribulation, where apparently the Antichrist is like is going to be like King Antiochus. So anyway, are we willing to fight for the light of truth? That's been a big thing that has just been resonating and pounding in my spirit. Are we willing to wrestle for the cleansing and the rededication of our own temples? Here in 2019, going into 2020, are we willing to wrestle for the cleansing and rededication of our own temples? Are we willing to overcome and overthrow places where we may have given place to indifference or passivity, or where we've just kind of assimilated to the worldly systems and mindsets? And what does light do? Well, light illuminates in the darkness. The darkness cannot comprehend it. The light exposes deception. The light of truth, of God's word, actually guides us. So Psalm 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And 2 Thessalonians 10 says, "They refuse to love the truth and so be saved." So truth, we know, is the person of Yeshua, and he is the one that saves. So as we love the truth, as we love Yeshua, we walk in his ways, we can be saved. We can walk in that inheritance of salvation. 2 Corinthians 4:6. "For it is God, having said, light shall shine out of darkness, who shone in our hearts for the radiance of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." I love that scripture so much. I might just say it again. Okay, "For it is God, having said, light shall shine out of darkness, who shone in our hearts for the radiance of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So the Maccabees celebrated this feast of dedication in the temple for 8 whole nights because they hadn't been able to celebrate the Feast of Sukkot, which is, we also know it as the Feast of Tabernacles, and that's, you know, held in the fall. So they weren't able to celebrate it at the fall in its proper time, and because I think they were hiding out in the desert and they were being persecuted and stuff. And so they wanted to celebrate Sukkot at the dedication of the temple to Yahweh. And I really love that Yeshua himself celebrated this feast. And it was actually at this feast when Yeshua went to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Dedication, the Feast of Hanukkah, and the Jews actually quizzed him in the temple. So just as in the time of the Maccabees in 164 BC, these Jewish priests had compromised into Hellenism, and basically King Antiochus had installed them in the temple to do his evil bidding, because they were willing to compromise. They were willing to compromise to the systems of the world of that day. Okay, so in the time of the Maccabees, the Torah, the very word of God and the teachings and the laws of God was outlawed and they were forbidden to read it. And all other kinds of yucky, junky stuff was happening. So now, as Yeshua attended this feast in the temple, hundreds of years later, as he walked in the colonnade of Solomon, as the son of David, the Jews questioned and they demanded for him to tell them who he was. And his response just revealed so much and angered them greatly. As Yeshua, he spoke with authority. I mean, he is the word. He is the living person of truth. And the light from his words exposed the very corruption in their darkened hearts. They tried to lay hands on him, but he escaped. And having spent some time with Yeshua, I know that he didn't struggle or fight them off. He was totally at rest in all that he did. So for him to escape out of their grip, I know that he was just superseding physicality. And, you know, that would have made the Jewish priests even madder, the fact that Yeshua can just slip out of their reach from a total place of rest. So, yeah, here is the scripture so you can hear it for yourself. It's in John 10:22. At that time, the Feast of Dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple courts in Solomon's colonnade. So the Jews gathered around him and demanded, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." "I already told you," Jesus replied, "but you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify on my behalf. But because you are not my sheep, you refuse to believe. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Ooh. At this, the Jews again picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus responded, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" Come on, Jesus, this is awesome. "We are not stoning you for any good work," said the Jews, "but for blasphemy, because you, who are a man, declare yourself to be God." Jesus replied, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came and the scripture cannot be broken, then what about the one whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world? How then can you accuse me of blasphemy for stating that I am the Son of God? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I am doing them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works themselves, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." At this, they triggered big time. They did not like the idea of oneness. At this, they tried again to seize him, but he escaped from their grasp. Oh, I love that Yeshua, the one, Emmanuel, God with us, he comes to tabernacle our living temples, just as in the Feast of Tabernacles. Yet he is also tucked within this Feast of Dedication. So as we cleanse and dedicate our temples, inviting him to illuminate our lives by his spirit that pours out in abundance, just like that multiplying oil in the menorah. Come, let us praise Yahweh. Let us celebrate Yeshua, his son, the light of the world. And to be honest, we're praising Yahweh at the moment in our family because we just moved into our own little apartment. Yay! Which we are so grateful for. As we spent the past 6 months staying with very kind friends and family. So it's wonderful to have our own space again and just to get settled. We're so, so thankful. But yesterday, Jordan and I began to assemble Hadassah's crib kind of into a toddler bed. And for some reason, she got so excited. I mean, she was elated. And she was running up and down the hallway yelling, "It's coming, it's coming, it's coming." And initially we just thought that she was being, you know, an exuberant toddler that had perhaps had one too many of Aunt Daphne's homemade cookies. But she would not let up. And the entire time we were assembling the crib, she was just crying out with excitement. She was running in and out of the room. Yeah, it's coming, it's coming. And admittedly, neither Jordan nor I expected her to be quite so excited about having her bed assembled. And it wasn't until this morning I was praying and the Holy Spirit gave me a bit of a cheeky dig in the ribs. And I saw that the Spirit was moving through Hadassah as a mini prophetess. I saw the parallel of the crib being prepared for Emmanuel, for God with us. And then I remembered how, this is so cool, the day before we were even assembling the crib, I was in the kitchen kind of unpacking stuff, and Hadassah was walking around the kitchen and she kept calling out, "Geez, geez, geez." And I went to the fridge and I tried to offer her some cheese because I thought, you know, perhaps she was hungry. I thought she was asking for cheese. And she was quite irritated. She was like, "No." And I was like, "You sure you want some cheese?" And she's like, "No." And then she sighed and then she just continued to walk around the kitchen going, "Geez, geez." Silly mummy. She was actually calling for Jesus in her toddler language. So prophetically, I was blown away by this morning because I'm remembering her, you know, walking around crying out for geez. And prophetically, I saw that it was the Spirit and the bride in her crying out for the coming of Yeshua. So I began to recollect all of this morning and I was feeling pretty stunned and just whacked in the presence of the Lord. And then Hadassah burst into the room, that's this morning, and yelled, "He's coming, he's coming, he's coming." Now, I nearly fell off the bed, you know, that's what she was yelling yesterday. He's coming, not it's coming. I was just so wrecked. I was like, wow, Hadassah she picked that up in the Spirit. I mean, I was dialoguing quietly with the Lord. There's no, you know, she picked it up in the Spirit, you know, the fact that I tuned into this. And, you know, out of the mouths of babes, you know. And then this is where it gets really good. Okay, if you go to Matthew 21, okay, geez, he rides the unbroken colt into Jerusalem. I'm sure you're very familiar with these verses. And as he's riding this unbroken colt into Jerusalem, he fulfills a number of prophecies and protocols as king and as the unblemished Passover lamb. And I haven't got time to go into the beauty of all of that right now. Perhaps when Passover comes around, Jordan or I will break some of that down. But basically, once Jesus has ridden into Jerusalem, he goes to the temple and he just goes for it. He turns over the tables of the money changers. He healed some sick people. I mean, Jesus just goes wild and in a holy way. And then the children in the temple, they start shouting out, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David!" Okay, children are in the temple shouting this out. We've already seen Jesus ride all through Jerusalem and people are throwing down palm branches and crying out, "Hosanna, Hosanna." But now Jesus is in the temple. He's turning over the tables of the money changers. He's healed some sick people and the children are yelling out. They're now yelling out, "Hosanna to the Son of David!" And interestingly, the priests are not very happy about this. The tables being turned over, you might ask? No, it wasn't. It says that they were indignant because Jesus was performing wonders and that the children were singing and shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David." It actually says this. I'd never really even noticed this before till today. It says, they yelled at Jesus, "Do you hear what they are saying?" Not, "Why are you turning over our tables?" You know, they didn't say that. They said, "Do you hear what they are saying about the children?" "Yes," Jesus answered. "Have you never read, 'From the mouths of children and infants, you have ordained praise?'" Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. I mean, wow, that was Matthew 21, I think 16 I just read from. So I was marveling at this, particularly because what Jesus was doing in the temple, in the turning over the tables. He was cleansing the temple. He was cleansing the temple, just as the temple had been cleansed way back in the time of the Maccabees. And here we are today, 2019, in the Feast of Dedication, Hanukkah, the celebration of the cleansing of the temple, and little Hadassah is crying out, "He's coming, he's coming." "He's coming, he's coming." So I'm going to leave you to linger in that word spoken from the mouth of a precious babe, because that carries weight. And I can feel the presence of the launches vibrating right now. So I pray that Yahweh blesses and saturates you with his peace and with his presence and with his love this holiday season, and that as he comes, he finds cleansed and dedicated temples to him and him alone. And we just worship you, King Jesus. We just worship you, King Jesus. Hallelujah.